With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senator John Fetterman, a Pennsylvania Democrat, is defending U.S. military action against Iran. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Senator Fetterman, along with Republicans, blocked efforts to end U.S. strikes on Iran. He also supports the targeting of Iranian leadership, including Ayatollah Khomeini. In an exchange with a reporter, Fetterman emphasized his pro-Israel stance, support for eliminating Iranian leadership, and criticized perceived hypocrisy from media outlets covering Iran.
That is Bernie Bennett reporting. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst spoke with the Salem Radio Network this week about progress in the war, and she says Congress needs to continue to be supportive.
We know that munitions are important. How can we continue to manufacture and push production of those munitions while we're expending them in the Middle East? So a lot for us to do and a lot to be determined in the upcoming weeks.
The Iowa Republican senator made her comments this week with the Salem Radio Network. Military analysts say the deployment of B-52 Stratofortress bombers in Operation Epic Fury signals that Iranian air defenses have been effectively neutralized. Here's correspondent Bill Alexander.
U.S. Central Command confirms that B-52 bombers have been used to hit ballistic missile and command control sites in Iran. The high-payload non-stealth aircraft are being used to strike critical targets, marking a decisive phase in the U.S.-led campaign. Military analysts say use of the planes indicates Iranian anti-air capabilities have been depleted after earlier B-2 and B-1 strikes. I'm Bill Alexander reporting.
Each B-52 is capable of carrying up to 70,000 pounds of ordnance, making it ideal for delivering massive firepower on remaining targets. On Wall Street, stocks took a hit on Friday. The Dow was down 453 points. This is SRN News. Ohio considers a challenge to gay marriage.
Republican State Representative Tony Wisniewski has introduced a measure that would formally ask the Supreme Court to review its 2015 decision legalizing homosexual unions nationwide. Wisniewski says, quote, "The government has to recognize that the family is the fundamental building block of society." He argues that gay marriage undermines that institution. A similar bill passed the Idaho House last year but died in the Senate. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has determined that the federal government can bar males from using female bathrooms, dismissing an appeal from a man who worked for the Army. The commission decided against a civilian IT specialist who worked at Fort Riley, Kansas. The man told his managers he identified as a woman in the summer of 2025 when he asked to use bathrooms and locker rooms for the women there. His request was denied and he filed a complaint. This is SRN News. Three former U.S. presidents attended a memorial service for civil rights icon, the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Former Democratic presidents Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and Joe Biden received cheers and applause today as they joined thousands of people in a Chicago church for a celebration of the life of the late Reverend Jesse Jackson Sr. Jackson's son, Yusuf Jackson, says his father, who died at age 84, lived a long and distinguished life.
A life so full of work and witness, a life and legacy we honor publicly and proudly.
Today's service follows memorial services that drew large crowds in Chicago and South Carolina, where Jackson was born. I'm Mike Hempen.
Oil shot to its highest price since 2023 after surging again because of the Iran war on Friday. That, combined with some bad economic news, took a major toll on stock values on Wall Street. More on these stories at srnnews.com.